Where's Miss Jackson?
Log Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hello, there's Katrina, Miss Johnson, and Jeffrey's here as well. I'm sure Karen will be along shortly. I'd bet she's just stuck in that really terrible L.A. traffic. But, you know...
No, I gave her, you know, I flew to L.A. Yesterday after my penis enlargement, and I stuck that 13 inches to her. So she's a little bow-legged right now.
That's right.
Whoa, watch it. You are going to just have a riot started in the chat room.
That's true. Look,
so
people are going to go after you.
Oh, I'm not afraid of them. And don't worry, I got my mammogram. I had some fibroids. I was told I got to cut back on my caffeine, but I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Here's. I mean, I know the other stuff was a pressing issue, but I just got to know. Did you get the unibrow fixed?
Yeah. I don't look like Bert and Ernie anymore.
That's good. That's good.
Well, that's amazing.
I mean, that's
yeah.
just a step in a direction right there. I mean, you didn't even need to get the rest of that stuff. You could have just took yourself down to Supercuts, and for $12.95, they would have waxed you, baby.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, in other news, I just want to go kill myself.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
What?
I knew better. I have not been watching Private Practice or Grey's Anatomy because it fucks my life up. I watch those, and the shows are great, but they make you cry, and then after watching them, I'm a fucking train wreck for like a week. And I watched like 4 episodes this evening, and I'm just like, I can't handle it. It was horrible. Like, the little kid's mom died, and it was just, oh, I can't do it.
That's not okay. You should know better. I'm a Power Ranger pinflappy through the phone.
I'm telling you what, Shonda Rhimes can kiss my ass. I'm done with her shit. I ain't watching her shows no more. Fuck her.
Okay.
She's a dirty bitch. And then as the show ended, tell me how, like, I clicked the end of the DVR and the 80s music channel on, and it's like, Toto, I'll Never Get Over You or whatever the fuck it's called. I'm like,
oh, gosh. No, you're like me. I mean, it's so funny. Like, stuff that happens in everyday real life just doesn't even faze me. But I'll sit down and, like, watch Days of Our Lives or something, or watch some really cheesy-ass Australian drama called McLeod's Daughters. Very good show. I recommend you watch it on Netflix. On demand, all 10 seasons. And I will bawl my eyes out. I mean, when Claire went over the cliff, I was like, Katrina, are you like that? I mean, do you get wrapped up in these shows?
No. Let me tell you what's wrong with you two.
No.
I get wrapped up in shows where people, like, kill people and are spies, or, like, where crazy stuff happens. Not where I want to cry. Why the hell would I want to sit there and cry? No way, man.
It's good. Like, it's an emotional relief. It's good for the soul.
No. If I want to cry... I'll, like, pick up one of my old cell phones from a few years ago and go back to the drunken text message I used to send out to people, and then I will laugh till I cry.
Oh.
I cannot do this.
It's Miss Ashley.
Hi!
Oh,
Lady Bangers
has your vagina recovered?
Oh,
yeah! I got it tightened up last night.
Oh, no, I told everybody how I got the new 13-inch dong going. I flew to L.A. and stuck it to you.
Yeah, oh, you did. You broke my back, by the way.
you are too much, all of you. Don't make me go on the strike. You better behave yourself.
I know. I had to go get a Pikachu tightening because I just got it tore all up.
Oh, no.
I had to get a dip and tuck on the peak. On the peak of two.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sad. one of my childhood heroes. Oh, I'm so sad.
You need to be repaired.
My heart done gone broke.
So broke.
Broke off
yeah.
on the show.
I could, you
that
know, I shuddered because I was like, I couldn't think of what name I was going to use for my private part. We got like 80 different names for it.
That's right. Consult
yeah,
with the dictionary.
True. That's true. And right, I have to thank everyone. For the, I get bombarded with emails. I mean, Jeffrey's looking at things like, no, Karen didn't use that the first time around. And then I got James yelling at me. He's like, I came up with Tallywhacker. Okay, like really? Really? You're going to fight yourself up with these ridiculous
yeah.
sounding names?
Okay. That dictionary.
Want credit for what credit is due.
It's fucking
And I understand
wallet.
That because it's amazing.
I love it. You know what's so funny is that all we do is name our private parts.
Right?
I love it. We got like 80 aliases for a Pikachu and a Tallywhacker.
Yeah,
because we're twisted individuals.
She sent me one with like four entries I got to add in there, so I got to get those in there.
Well, that was just yesterday's show.
That was just from yesterday's show. Stranger Moisture, something like that? I don't even know.
Yeah, Stranger Moisture is what happens to the girl, but Stranger Wood is what happens to the boy.
Oh.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you missed it. You missed it.
There might have been a little Stranger Moisture going on with the lady who did my laser hair removal.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, where was she getting your...
She got your peach?
She was doing the back.
I was taking off the peach.
You know, first they take care of the front, and they flip you over, and then they
back.
Get the back.
You got your ass crack waxed?
No, not waxed. That's amateur
laser.
Hour. I got it lasered, baby. It's never going back.
Oh, that's what I meant.
They burnt every single hair follicle down there.
And it felt so good. I liked it. I don't know why, but it did. It was nice.
Hence the
now
it's
on the baby's butt.
Yep.
It's just fucked up that you had ass hair to begin with.
Everybody has
it. It's just to what degree.
Exactly.
I'm
not a chia pet,
that.
But it's like everybody has
it's
peach
probably,
fuzz.
It's probably the finest part of your private, but you still want to get it clean. Like, you want it to be, you know, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
come on now. You can't mess around with that.
I completely agree, but I'm just saying, I think as a lady, well, I mean, let's get it real. You're not really so much of a lady, but you really should be getting your ass crack lasered on global radio.
No, but
why wouldn't
you think
I?
About it, you go get the Brazilian wax. They do
because
the
I don't
want to
think of you
over.
With like braided ass hair and shit. Because that's what
why
I'm
not?
Saying. I'm seeing you.
I've never
braided.
Seen Katrina's ass crack, but I think I can go on record and saying that she probably doesn't have braided hair down.
Yeah, no, definitely not. You can go on record and say it's perfect.
It's always the good-looking ones that got some funky shit going on.
No, there's nothing going on. It was included, and I went for it, and it's amazing, and it's not funky. It's fabulous.
If you're going to pay the money to get laser hair removal, they're going to include the butt hairs, too, because they're going to be like, we're going to get it all because you're paying this much money.
Right.
Like,
well, what am I going to do? Just say no?
Heck no. Other than on your head and your eyebrows, if you're going to pay that kind of money.
Now, can boys get their stuff laser hair, too?
Of course.
Well, I mean, I...
Do you manscape, Mike?
I don't laser it, but yes, I do manscape.
Okay. Yeah,
you should invest in the laser. It's the greatest thing ever created. I'm telling you, man.
Do you get to have a choice of a boy or a girl doing it to you?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
You can just find the facility that has both.
Although, you know what, maybe I better have a girl do it because I don't want to accidentally have a growth spurt and get that shit chopped off by a laser during the middle of it. You know, I mean, that could just be bad.
That's true. It could get painful.
Heaven forbid you hit him in the forehead with your stranger wood.
Yeah,
yeah
that would be rude. That'd be rude rough.
Meanwhile, I got a laser drilling a hole in the side of me.
Right.
How did we get talking about Jesse? Why did you bring this up? Why we got to be talking about stranger moisture?
I know.
We'll be 10 minutes in. He's a foul.
I didn't bring up nothing about no pussy juice flipping. I didn't say nothing.
You brought it up because of the implant, your penile implant. And then it just got us all in the gutter.
Yep. That's where we hang out most of the time. I blame you guys.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That is the nastiest shit to me. I can't even fucking handle it. My girlfriend, she used to come over and, like, she used to get wet all the time, and she'd be having to run to the bathroom because she'd be like, oh, I'm like, bitch, don't, I don't want to know these things. And then every time she get up, I'm like, oh, she got wet. It's nasty.
Well, what's nasty?
Wait, what? What the heck? How's that happen? What was going on?
He's thinking about stranger moisture is grossing him out.
Everybody, like, every time, like, she'd watch something with fucking a hot guy in her, or we'd have a conversation, this bitch would be running to the bathroom talking about she was dripping. I'm like, oh!
No, that's the problem. That's like she's got some sort of infection
like
or, like, pus that her legs are too tight and it's just popping and dripping. That's all.
Yeah, that's not normal.
That's not normal. That's like a defect.
No.
We're talking about, like, if you got stranger wood, stranger moisture. We just, you know, there had to be a female version. The women were getting jealous, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your friend needs to go to the doctor and get that fixed.
Yeah.
This was years ago, honey. I don't fuck around with wet pussies no more. I gave this shit up for lunch.
All right. Well, you know what? I love that we all sit here and say that this is, like, such a nasty topic and we should move on, but we keep drilling on it. I love it.
Right.
But you know what?
You can't let it go.
Wait, we're drilling on what? Wet vagina?
Yeah, wet vagina. Look,
you opened it. You can't. That was a bad choice.
You don't
want
to let it go.
No, because now you went and said that. Now I've got, like, an image of you and your new penile implant drill baby drilling on Sarah Palin's wet vagina, okay? That's what I got in my head right now.
Yeah, as long as I can wear fucking shoes while I'm doing it.
All right. Wow. Well, look, we got to say thank you to some of our latest Indiegogo donors as of right now. So if you haven't heard about this campaign and what we're all doing, well, you know what? I talk too much. Jeffrey, tell them about this Indiegogo thing.
What about it?
What is it?
We're doing a reality show, and we need your money. So I need you to hop your asses on over to www.indiegogo.com/unscriptedradio. Make a donation. $5 ain't that much. And if everybody in the chat room donated $5, well, we'd have a whole bunch. So go bring your asses over to Indiegogo. You can use PayPal. You could use a credit card. You know, so $5, it's not that much. And you get a mention on air, you can be in the show, you can have dinner with us. You get all kinds of fun prizes. $5, it's not that much. Everybody has $5. And don't tell me you don't, and if you don't, then you shouldn't have the internet or be on a computer right now. You ain't even got $5.
So you can still listen to the show. Please
listen. The truth, I'm saying, no, you can't listen to the show. You ain't got $5, go away.
Jeffrey. Oh.
If
you donated, let's say $3,000, just because you had it, you know, it was just sitting there and you had nothing better to do with it, and all you were wanting to do was, like, anxiously await to see us on a reality show, then you could donate $3,000, and we'll send you a picture of Jeffrey's new enlarged penis. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, autographed.
Autographed. $3,000.
Not bad at all.
Low price.
But, you know, we got to say thank you to a couple brand new folks. And, you know, I made Karen read through this list. It's getting to be pushing 30 folks here. So it's going to take me a quick minute to get through all of this. But here we go. Special thank you to Cat57 Lady, Elizar Medina, Mimi Scully, M. Neville. Oh, me too. Cynthia Ross, Ryan Landers, Luke Shaw, Anonymous, Luke Shaw again. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yay.
Ian Crow, Joseph Jackson, Andrew Taylor, Kimberly O'Hara, James Hankins, Vicente Areola, Andrew Reinhardt, Allison Chi Chi, Jonathan Plaskett, Hydrangea Wilcox Booth.
We got yelled at for mispronouncing her name.
We did. We sure did.
I had it right all along. I don't know how you could get it wrong, but that's fine.
Look, it looks like something else. All right, anyway.
It's like Mexican boobies.
We don't know how to talk, and we sure don't know how to read.
No, I don't read. Elvira Carbajal, Joe, Ravi Papenfuss, M. Jacona, Annie Payne, and Rosemary Murphy, J. Emmett, Kimberly O'Hara, again, I must have beat you did twice, and Topher Cassidy. So,
yay, everybody.
I know, that's intense, right? Give them a round of applause, folks.
Yeah, baby. Thank you so much for investing in our crazy dream.
And there's some kids in the chat room going on talk about they want to. If only we took cash, bitches, we take cash. I will take a money order. Feel free to email unscriptedradio@aol.com, and I will send you our studio,
yep,
our main office's address where you can send that money order.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've got
I'll
this,
take it any way we can get it. If you close enough, I'll come to your house.
Before we, absolutely.
That's
Jeffrey
the time,
Driver.
People, that's the time.
In his,
we get our dreams off the ground.
His 2002 Sebring with the door that the woodchucks shoot on.
Bitch, I do not have a fucking Sebring. Get it right with your 2001 fucking Explorer. You make three times as much as me, but your car's twice as old and its ass end's hanging on the ground. At least mine looks right and drives like normal.
Woo!
I don't even have
Okay, Mike, now it's your turn. Go.
Oh,
fire
God.
Back, go. Let's wind you up, handle it. What's happening?
We got a show to do.
Wait a minute,
I got to keep a schedule. You're going
to put me in no place because I'm slamming my new 13 inch strong.
This is just, Scotty sent me this update that I want to read before we do your trending report. So that's your hint.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. Get your stuff together. So
why do you people do it to me?
All right, so this update from Scotty to Hottie, there's apparently something called a morning stranger 3 up, 1 down, and this occurs when you wake up in the morning with your arm under your body, and you lift it up, and it's all numb, and you can't feel it. So then you decide to jerk off with your numb arm, making it seem like another person is giving you a hand job.
Oh, God. We have too much imagination on this show. I vividly saw that picture. Thanks for painting it, Scotty Giuotti.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wow.
But here's and maybe,
yeah, good Trina.
And how you can.
Oh my God! This is wow.
Here's my question. I will confess I have tried this. It's quite amazing. It does feel like something. So
what the fuck?
I think I'm confused because I'm picturing the shocker right now.
The shocker?
2 up, 1 down. 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink. What are we talking about here? I'm so confused.
Katrina. I just don't understand. Like, how you have the strength when your arm is asleep to, like, whack off. Like, I mean, how do you build up that strength? It's like in your arm.
I don't know. Look, I don't really understand.
How does that even work?
I've got live-in dick, so I don't have this problem.
Can we just rewind this for a minute? Did you just say 2 in the sink?
Where have
yeah.
you been, Michael? It's not new.
Yes, I did.
I've never heard of that.
What?
Mike is crying. Are you okay?
I think I'm all right. That's just fresh.
You sound like you're having a baby over there.
I'm having Jeff's baby. Joey, don't know
where the hell you are.
Wow.
All right.
Look
here was my question. So if it's, you know, feels like that for a guy because I've tried it, Karen and Katrina, have you ever tried, you know, helping yourself to your numb arm? How does that work for you?
Yeah, but I don't need to make sure my arm is asleep.
Okay.
Why would I waste my time with that?
Y'all
right.
remember that
and
movie with Sinbad?
Sex object. He pleasures me as much as I mean.
You remember that movie with Sinbad, House Guest or whatever, where he like puts his hand in the dentist cream and his hands get all numb and they're like slapping all over? That's all I could think about with a girl trying to finger herself with some numb hands is her numb arms just slapping her pussy fucking raw. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Well, that image is awful, and I don't see how that would get anybody anywhere.
I just don't understand.
I know we gotta move this.
Thanks, Scotty Giuotti.
But he's Jack.
In the depths of hell.
He's added more to the depths of hell. He wanted me to. I'm not reading that. That's gross. But all right. So he wanted me to inform me.
For Mike to say it's gross, it must be pretty damn gross.
On the shocker. So apparently the definition of a shocker, unknown to me, the act of inserting two fingers into the vaginal opening, normally the index and the middle fingers, and one into the anus, normally the pinky finger, usually performed when she is laying back in the deep thrust position. See deep thrust for more hardcore info. Ooh. So it can be called what Katrina, two in the pink, one in the stink. Or apparently also two in the grass, one in the ass. Two in the slut.
Oh, no.
Two in the coot, one in the boot. Going in
town. One in the boot. Did he say one in the boot
shoot? No.
Did he say two?
No.
Or did he say
two? God. Two.
This all needs to be added to the dictionary because these are more terms for the body parts.
Okay, two in the and one in the boot. Okay. Going in town with one in the brown.
Wow.
Oh wow. Oh my God. What kind of laugh is that? Are you trying it right now?
Yeah, you don't even have a pink. So how does that work?
Right. You don't even have a pink.
Oh God. All
right. We don't know, Katrina. These guys might have body parts we don't even know about.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he's trying it right now, on air.
I think he is. Either that or he's trying the...
He could at least mute himself like, you know, Mike J does.
I'm sorry. I got out my artificial vagina, and I was trying to give it a whirl. But I was double fisting.
If we don't get blocked by the FCC, I don't know what.
All right, well, all right, Jeffrey, I hope you're ready, because I can't handle this anymore.
From Unscripted Radio, this is the Tuesday Trending Report.
Do it the boot, what is the coop? Or the other way around.
Why are you going to do it? All right, kid.
He's barely hanging on by a thread. And you pulled him back off the ledge.
It's Tuesday, and it's...
Get him oxygen. Oxygen, please. Where's the oxygen mask? Put him out the mouth,
okay.
Katrina.
Okay, I got this. It's Tuesday.
He ain't got nothing. He's like gone.
Oh, shut up. Oh, no. Okay.
Where's Izzy
LaRue? So it's Tuesday, which means it's time.
Get your daddy in check, Izzy.
It's for two in the pink and one in the stink on the trending report. Oh, my God.
That is very funny, Katrina. One in the pink. What did you say, two in the pink?
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
That
I prefer one
funny.
In the pink and two in the stink. But anyway.
No, that's worse. That's rude, Ross. What are you doing, man?
That's very rude. Oh.
Where's the Mitch when you need... That's hot koalas, baby. Hot koalas.
That's just wrong.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
When you need it.
So I got... This should maybe turn this shit around. Things that irritates me was trending, I guess, back in March sometimes. I don't know. It was here in the email. I don't think. What?
Everything irritates you.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you trying to say? Oh, yeah. He ain't saving my face.
Okay, so what do we got?
People who run their mouths. When people talk to me only because they need something, these are not really funny. So, Katrina, I was hoping you had some great things to irritate you. Like maybe when somebody tries to stick at, you know,
things
a
that irritate me. When someone's rude, rough, and tries to bust out the shocker in the car. Like, really? You're so rude, you don't even have the decency to take me inside?
Oh. Well, I think he was trying to get inside.
Wow.
Wow. She already told you, two in the pink, one in the stink. That bothers her.
Yeah. You can just avoid the stink if you don't mind. That's fine.
That bothers her.
You can forget that whole area is there. Unless you're pointing a laser at it, stay away.
Right. Stay away from the poop suit.
Yeah. Things that irritate me. Oh, I know. When you try to order your girlfriend a pair of Christian Louboutins online and they come to your house and they are all disheveled in a crappy box and they're from China, so they're not even Christian Louboutins. They're Christian Woubatons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
right. That freaking irritates me, man. Like, why does it say on the website, why doesn't it say that it's not real? I just wasted money. I have not known. That's not cool.
Yeah.
And it took a month to get here. Now what am I going to get her? That's messed up.
It's just long.
Things that irritate me. When you're having dinner with a guy and he yells out, "I'm rich, bitch!" And you make more money than he does.
You know what irritates me? Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday.
It is closed on Sunday.
That's just wrong.
Because they celebrate. It's because they're Mormon and they celebrate the Sabbath.
That's bullshit.
We're not
things that irritate me when
the Mormons are bullshit. We're just saying that the place being closed is bullshit.
Things that irritate me when you get a spray tan and then you get wet and it like splatters off before it's dry.
Oh, that's a bitch.
That's true. You have to stay away from water.
Awful. Or stranger moisture.
You know, in honor of 420 last week, people who don't ash it before they pass it.
That's good.
People who ain't got five on it, that's what bothers me.
That's funny.
And decide to pass. They get one extra puff in there. That bothers me. Before they pass. just all jokes. I'm a child actor. All jokes.
Yeah, I love it. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what bothers me.
Oh, you know what irritates me?
What?
When people don't go to Indiegogo.com and give us their motherfucking money. That's what irritates me.
Woo! You know what irritates me? Those girls who are fucking haters and they go, "Is that your hair?" That's what fucking irritates me. Bitch. Why are you worried about me? You need to worry about your man that was checking me out. That's what irritates me.
Okay.
Miss Ashley.
What does Little Kim say? If I were you, I'd hate me too. That's what you need to worry about.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's what bothers me. What else, Mike? You got anything?
You know what irritates me? When I'm in line at the Walmart, and yes, I said the Walmart. I know that pisses certain folks off. And so you're in the express checkout, the speedy checkout, and someone ahead of you has got, like, you know, 20 items and you're only supposed to have 10, but they try hiding it in a stack and shit on top of each other. And they're, you know, hiding boxes inside of boxes and trying to say that this was a double pack. Really? Really?
Right.
Like, go to the regular lane. Why you got to hold everybody else up?
No, what bothers me when you're at a Walmart or at a Target is when you're in line and their credit card don't go through and they're like, "It's the money in there." You know it wasn't no money in that account. That's what
that's not true.
No. I can explain that.
And then they got like 80 items and you have to like have to recheck them or move them aside.
It has happened to me and there was money in my shit.
No, wait, let me guess. You had just went to JCPenney about an hour before and returned $100 worth of stuff, expecting then you was going to be able to go down the street to the grocery store and buy $100 worth of food. Honey, it doesn't crunch your account that fast.
No, actually,
things that
it
irritate
happened to
me
at this China's buffet.
When people smack when they talk.
Oh, yeah, that's
weird. I think that's the nastiest, most disgusting thing in the world. I have elephant ears. If I could hear you chewing from another room, you've got problems.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know who does that? Angela Lansbury. Oof, drives me nuts.
Yeah, every time I have her over for tea, that bitch is smacking another room.
Go back and watch Murder, She Wrote. When she talks, that's all you hear. She's like, I think it was her in the library with the candlestick and, oh, look at the chalk. Oh, my God.
I love Angela Lansbury. I used to love Murder, She Wrote. My grandma used to watch it. She used to make me watch it with her. Oh, man. Good time.
I can't do it.
Good time. Anybody else? Anybody else got one?
I got one. Things that irritate me. When you've got your headphones on at the gym, and that means don't talk to me, and people try and get in your face and talk to you.
Yes!
Listen, if I wanted you to talk to me, I would talk to you, or I would make eye contact, or smile, or touch you, or give you some sort of a nonverbal cue. I would not put my headphones in, look down, and have a fuck you stamped on my forehead.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty bothersome. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great trending report, Jess. It really helped me get all my frustration out.
I know, right?
I feel much better about myself.
I know. What else you got, Fresh? You got some more Fresh?
That's it. We're good. That's it. It's 9:30.
Yay!
Move on.
Well, what are we moving to?
It's like this stock. Look, I don't like this fucking thing no more.
I actually
it's not
like it. No, today was actually funny. I think we need to do it more often where we're all just going to chime in and make us
well,
stuff
okay.
off the top of our head.
Truth be told, that was the original thought of the segment when I came up with this was, you know, we pick one thing that's trending on Twitter and then we, you know, add in our own stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't explain nothing.
Well, look, it was first couple of weeks, as you were all into, because you're like, oh, I have a segment I can call my own. And then, well,
no,
you know.
I didn't want it, bitch. You told me.
he handed you that trending report, Jeffrey. You tell him. Just go ahead
you
and tell him.
He jammed it down my throat like it was a fucking Twinkie.
Look, do I have to do everything around here?
Well,
yeah.
Pretty much, because I can't be bothered.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
well,
busy. I got a wedding and shit.
I'm about to do the primetime update. How about that? That's
well,
not video.
Let's do that.
All right.
From Unscripted Radio, this is the primetime update.
All right. From two in the pink and one in the stink to Mad Cow Madness, a new case of Mad Cow disease has surfaced. And it's.
Oh, he lost it.
No wonder the cow's mad. No wonder.
He's two in the pink, one in the snake. He's
just hot. Oh, God. All right. A new case of mad cow disease has surfaced in a dairy cow in California, but the animal was not bound for the nation's food supply and posed no danger, according to the Agriculture Department saying on Tuesday. John Clifford, the department's chief veterinary officer, said the cow from Central California did not enter the human food chain and that U.S. meat and dairy supplies are safe. It is the fourth such cow discovered in the United States since the government began inspecting for the disease to keep the food supply safe. Also tonight, a rare miracle in a rare procedure, a 26-year-old who had been declared brain dead gave birth to twins at Spectrum Health Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christine Bolden of Muskegon, Michigan, had called her brother, Vance Terrell, on the last day of February to tell him she had picked out baby names for her twin boys she was pregnant with, choosing to call them Nicholas and Alexander. That's according to Michigan news site MLive.com. The next day, on March 1st, Bolden collapsed suddenly while leaving a Grand Rapids building with her 3-year-old son and boyfriend. Finally tonight, get your fix for cheap. As many as 6 California teenagers were hospitalized with alcohol poisoning last month. And 2 last weekend alone from drinking hand sanitizer. Coming on the heels of cough medicine, hand sanitizer is the latest in a string of household products used to induce intoxication. And it has public health officials worried, as a few squirts of hand sanitizer could equal a couple of shots of hard liquor. About 2,600 cases have been reported in California alone since 2010, but it's becoming a national problem. Liquid hand sanitizer is 62 to 65% ethyl alcohol, or ethanol, which is the main ingredient in beer, wine, and spirits, making it 120 proof. To compare, a bottle of vodka is 80 proof. So the next time you're looking for a fix, I suggest you go down the express lane at the Walmart and pick yourself up some of that Dial hand sanitizer. All right, some other exciting news tonight, guys. You can now hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle, Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm Mike J. Jeff Karen, and What's-Her-Face, back to you.
I love that. It never gets old, Katrina.
Of course not.
That's fresh.
So let me understand this. This woman collapsed, pregnant. She ended up being brain dead. So they kept her alive so these babies could continue to grow. And then when the babies were ready, they probably performed a C-section and took the babies out?
That's pretty much correct. She was basically a human incubator. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy. But, I mean, I guess it's crazy, but it's also kind of like a miracle because this poor, you know, family would have lost their daughter plus twin boys. But
She just collapsed and was, like, brain dead?
Something happened. Yeah. That was the story said, right? She collapsed and then ended up being brain dead?
That's yeah, but I guess if you know your body, I mean, if your brain is dead, but they can still hook you up to like the life support, then you're basically a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And I guess
your heart and everything's still working.
I mean,
we know that, but what made her brain dead is the question.
Oh, aneurysm.
Oh,
that happens.
Yeah, damn. They ruptured, killed her on the spot. Well, brain dead.
Wow.
Sad.
Wow. That's such a sad story. It's sad, but it's, like, hopeful, because at least they were able to save the two babies.
I know. At least that's one good thing that they came out of. I mean, it's really, it says something to the miracle of modern science, but...
Miracle?
Mm-hmm. Miracle.
Okay, could you say hospitalization one more time?
I can't.
Oh, guys, we got to take a call. Guess who we've got hanging on the line? We've got Justin Baxter from Basic Training, and I don't know if he can stay long.
Well, that's a great
time. Okay. Hey, can you hear me?
Justin!
Hey! I missed you guys. I'm sitting in my room with, like, 11 other people.
Wow!
We're graduating on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Can you get them to say hi to us?
Yeah, I can put you on speaker. I think a few of them want to hear from you anyway.
Oh boy. All Carrie, right. You got to wish them
well. Hold on.
Hey, the old parents are on the line right now.
Hello, boys.
Awesome!
Woo! Congratulations, guys.
Hey,
I'm your number one fan.
Thanks to Baxter.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were my number one fan.
Hey, okay, say the line from the movie, The Boogie with the Bears name.
Oh, Justin, only because you're graduating am I going to do that. Only because, what was the line? You want a boogie with the bear?
Yeah, that's it.
I was like, what was the line exactly?
I've been telling them, like, I've been bragging to them that I got to talk to you, like, before, and they all wanted to hear that, so.
Oh, awesome. Well, how did it go? How was the last, few months? How was it?
It's going really well. Like, I got qualified with M16. We got to throw grenades. We got to shoot machine guns and all that stuff. It's been great.
Oh, my God.
And I learned a bunch of stuff about, like, just how the Army works and everything. So on Friday, a bunch of us are medics, so we'll leave to go to Texas for 4 months to learn how to do that stuff.
Wow. That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for, like, keeping us posted, and, like, it's just amazing. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, can I stay on for just another minute? Because I think a couple of the other guys in the barracks wanted to hear you say that again. Can I just stay on for, like, one more minute? Okay, hold on.
Absolutely.
Karen, you got to do it all sexy-like.
I know.
She got to say it like from the movie. It's kind of
Boogie
with a Bear.
How did I say it? Can I say it again?
Hold on one second.
Okay, we're holding. How did I say it, Jen?
It's kind of
Karen,
Boogie with a Bear.
Tell them that you can only say it again if they send you a picture of all of them topless.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's all I get. Do you ever see that movie Madhouse with Kirstie Alley and John Marquette?
No, but I've heard about it. I think I've seen it.
Oh, the crazy sex out sister.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Here's a couple of my other friends.
Hi, other friends.
What's up, Yellow Power Ranger?
All my other friends.
So what's happening?
Hello, you
shy.
Big barracks full of big strapping young men. Hello. I'm the Yellow Power Rangers single friend. Hello.
Hello.
Blonde with big tits.
I'm sorry, there's so many people here. I don't know what's hard to hear.
And
there's a lot of people.
The chat room is saying that there's a whole lot of Stranger Wood in the house.
Stranger Wood's in the house.
Yeah,
how
that
they
much
feel
Stranger
about
Wood around.
Stranger Wood.
Hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Can you say the Boogie with a Bear thing one more time, and then I'll let you guys go.
Absolutely.
But it'll cost
ready?
You.
Are you really ready? It'll cost you. You have to send Katrina Johnson, my co-host, a picture of all of you with no shirts on. Okay,
yep.
Here we go.
Okay.
Drum roll, please. Well, it's time to boogie with the bear.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't know.
I said it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Justin,
I'll work on that.
Do you know what time
please.
It is?
What time is it?
It's market time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just took you off the phone right when you said that. Damn it.
Damn
so
it. See, you gotta just keep it there. But that was for you, because you're our special friend.
Thank
they
you so much for that. I'll try to get you guys more info later. I'll try to call you when I have more time to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
around.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
But everyone
was
really excited. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome, and we'll talk
don't
soon.
Don't forget the photo, all of you, topless.
Don't forget.
Topless
photo. Okay, I'll work on it for you. Okay.
Thank you. At least you can do.
All right. Take it easy, Justin.
Oh, my God. Karen.
What
the fuck? So I need to go and do some military school so I can get
you
to say shit on a regular basis?
You
I had
risk
to, like,
your life.
Trick
you.
You
got to throw a grenade. Yeah.
I had
you
to, like,
risk
trick
your
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, you know,
only military servicemen get all that attention.
I know. They're doing such a good job, though. I cannot imagine. I mean, that military training has got first of all, I would never make it through the training because I would just have to Stranger Wood all the time. So,
first and foremost.
Exactly.
Michael, we know you're over there getting some Stranger Wood thinking about all those Night Stalkers.
Night Stalkers? Yeah, that's where they were, the Night Stalkers. That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Katrina were Stranger Wood and Stranger Moisturizer over here. So
that's right. It happened.
That's
not our fault. It is not our fault.
Katrina texted me, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, men. Lots of fucking hot army men.
Okay, I could go with that. I could go with that. I could
right.
get with that.
Look,
all
right. We're
that, right?
Katrina, you go let yourself drip dry, and we're going to take a call. How about that?
Awesome. Thanks. Not till I get the photo.
Yeah,
right.
The photo. So, God. All right, well, you know what? We've got Brianna on the line. And apparently she has a Walmart story. Brianna,
ooh.
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, my Walmart story, oh, my gosh. I could have, like, slapped this guy across the face. Because I had my Power Ranger jacket on that I had gotten from Hot Topic.
And this dude
has the nerve to be like, Power Rangers suck and all this stuff.
What?
And he even
he did.
He even wrote it on my receipt. And I got so pissed off that when I got home, I called Walmart. And I told on his ass. And I was like, you do not fuck with a Power Ranger fan. No.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
I'm like, oh. The guy should have been happy that I did not, like, decide to choke him. Because when I get mad at people.
Right.
Well, when I get mad at people, I am not nice about it. I hit, I choke, I scratch.
Power Ranger pimp slap, I'm trying to tell you.
So the lady that I had told, she actually knew who I was talking about. And I guess he got moved, and I was like, hopefully they fired him.
Wow.
Power Ranger pimp slap at its best. I love it.
I go for my heroes, man. I don't care who it is. I will get pissed off at you, and I will throw a fit, and here come the fits. I won't care if I'm short.
That's right. Right. I'm short, too, so you know me. I'll kick a bitch's ass in a second.
Look, you don't need to be tall to take a dude down. I mean, come on. You just gotta, like, I mean,
you're
if you're
smart.
That short,
you're
just freaking headbutt him.
Yeah,
in
it usually works better when you're lower anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Well, what are you
Yeah, I probably whack her. But, yeah, I thought that Karen might like that story.
I liked it.
I love that story. I loved it.
I think
it
was awesome.
I just got to go to Hot Topic and get me a Power Ranger jacket. I'm the Power Ranger.
Well,
I have a Power Ranger jacket.
Karen.
Yes.
I will actually do this for you. I will go to Hot Topic where I'm located, and I will get you one. I just have to know what size you wear, and then I can bring it with me to MorphinCon.
Oh,
that is so cute. That's nice.
That is
sweet.
So cute. Email
me
and I'll send you my measurements.
So the only thing that I would have to know before MorphinCon is what size you wear. If you're small, medium, or whatever.
Right.
And I can do it for you.
Awesome. Well, you email us your info and we'll send you all that so that we can figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. My heart is beating pitter-pat.
Oh, that's
Thank
so
you.
Sweet. Thank
oh,
you.
You're
I know. Thank you.
I'll see you all in August.
Absolutely.
Yay!
We are looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Brianna. All right. Topher, I know you're hanging on the line. Give me a second, because apparently Scotty's too hot. He's got something that's irking him. He's got his pink meat all twisted. So, Scotty, what's going on?
We fucking know people.
That's right. We fucking know people. Anyway. So, going back to what you were saying before, Jeff, about the stuff that bugs you, I hate when people walk and text at the same time.
Guilty.
Keep your head up and walk straight and don't walk into me because you're texting me on your phone, all right? Fucking walking and texting are not the same thing. It is dangerous to your health. Walking
I drive and text. How does that make you feel?
I know.
Oh,
I live in Vegas.
Scotty, I got to give you this, though. All right, if I'm the one walking and texting, and you're the one that's just walking, looking all over the place, why the hell can't you move and won't go around me since you can see me?
Exactly.
Oh.
Why can't you just move, bitch? Get out of the way.
He's got a point.
Another way of looking at things. There's always two sides of the story. There's the right way and the wrong way.
Well,
I don't go the wrong way.
Like, don't you guys like I have the keyboard on my phone, so I don't even have to look at it. Like, I just type. So that's, I don't understand why people are smashing into people, bitches. Just learn your keys.
Oh, no. Scotty probably would really hate me because when I'm one of those types that if I'm going to walk and text, I don't continue to walk. I will just stop dead in my tracks wherever I'm at. I could be in the middle of the damn sidewalk in the mall. My ass is just going to stop and text. Meanwhile, everyone is like piling up behind me.
Right.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
Same damn way.
Exactly.
Bobby
Casino.
What was that?
Every time I hear that, I get the urge to do Bobby. Bobby Casino! Bobby! Bobby! Get your ass over here, Bobby!
No, you got to do the Bobby.
I love that woman. I freaking love her. God rest her soul.
Come on, do the Bobby. I love you. That's hilarious. I love it when you do that.
Bobby, I love you! Bobby, I love you!
Wow.
I love her. I know. Wow. That's all I got to say.
Oh, God. All right.
Thank you.
That's good. She'll be here all evening, folks. All evening. Feel free to tip us.
I want to play Whitney Houston. I got her down.
Oh, on the reality show, we should do a skit. Like, you can come up out of the coffin or something, and Jeff can play Bobby Christina. Would that be offensive? We'll talk about it later.
Probably.
No, I think it'd be perfect. Yeah, I think that could happen, definitely.
Jeff, you going to be Bobby Christina, or are you going to be Bobby?
I want to
be
Bobby
Brown.
I
want to
be Bobby. Come on, I want to be Bobby.
I'm going to sit there, and I'm just going to fling my wang around.
Well, okay. All right. Well, let's, we're
then
running
no,
out.
Then no, I get to be Bobby.
Christina's
going to
be Bobby.
I am Bobby.
Can I dye my hair black and be Michael Jackson? All I'm going to need is a little bit of touch. I'll be good.
Katrina. Excuse me. In all fairness, I should be able to get to be Bobby Brown because I've tried cocaine and you haven't. Thank you.
Listen.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay,
well, I'll give you that. However, I am just a lot crazier than you are. And I've been thrown out of a lot more places than you have. So I think that
that's what you think.
And I think Katrina's gotten into more fights than you have, Jeff.
I used to be a bouncer.
For sure. That is for real.
She fights everyone. Old women, dogs, whatever. You step up to her, she's going to fight you.
Take it down.
All right, well, I'm going to go get my gravity bong and smack it upside your face.
All right, well...
Don't mess with the moneymaker, come on.
Well,
I guess as long as you didn't mess with the baby maker, we're still in business. That's fine. Go ahead, what you gotta do.
We're gonna talk to Topher for our last, 6 minutes. I'm sorry, we're not getting to the gender roles tonight. We'll just pass that off to another night. Topher, do you have a Walmart story? What's going on down there in Charleston?
Not a whole lot, actually. I was studying a lot over the last couple of hours, and I needed some kind of, not thinking stuff, so I wanted to call in and just say hi.
I needed to hear something dumb, so I called you folks.
That's
so sweet.
Right place,
I'm so love.
Right place, Topher, right time, man. Right place,
yes.
Right
you're fired. You've got 5 minutes to get your paper and get the hell out.
You're not fired. I love you. I love you, Bobby.
So I posted, I love you too, baby girl.
I got your list, and it was amazing, and you're going to have to read it.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm totally ready to read it. The order that I sent it to you was not in chronological order. I'm still trying to figure that
That's
out.
That's just fine.
But I think if you go back, I think it's like number 6 or 7. I think it's going to be my final one.
That was my favorite.
I didn't
nicely
get a list.
Done. Yeah,
was
I think number
like
7.
Yeah.
Well, let's
get that was awesome. No. It's not Friday. I can't tell you guys yet.
Oh, this is for the porn star. Oh, we should probably mention that. I keep forgetting. Oh, that's right. It's only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's
all
the thing.
Everybody needs to go to top10, at unscriptedradio.com, and you guys need to let Eazy-E know what your top 10 most favorite fictional porn movies are. Just make them up as you go along. That's what I did, and I came up with the best. Yes, darling.
Actually, my list is going to trump your list, just so we're clear, because this is kind of my field of expertise. And I am coming up with Power Ranger porn names. Boom.
Actually, L7's list is going to trump all your lists.
I doubt it, but bring it. Bring it.
I'm just
going to
go through all
bring
my
it.
Porn.
All
right, so I have Disney movies in my list. I'm just saying. How can you turn
that,
a Disney movie into a porn title? This guy can. I'm just letting you know.
Wow.
Well,
I
mean.
You know, we got to think of a name for Topher because, I mean, he like called, he shout out Eazy-E, and I'm like, wow,
okay, well,
he doesn't have a,
okay.
He doesn't have a name. We got
to
think
of
Michael
calls
him Tofu.
What, well, I was going to ask you
no,
guys, let me know how
I'm,
you feel
I'm
about
not
this.
I'm not an inorganic, non-tasting food. This is
okay.
Flavor over here. I'm just saying.
How about this one? And I'm going to blame it on my Windows phone because every time I go to text something about Topher, then I spell his name. My phone auto-corrects the spelling to gopher with a G. So how about... should we have an official ceremony? What do y'all think in the chat room? Should Topher's Nick Gopher?
I could be your Gopher Topher, you know.
Oh, fancy.
I like the rhyme, and that's absolutely fine. I'm just saying.
Okay, so I think there's a ceremony. Go ahead, Mike. Bring it on.
All right, well, give me a minute. There's a lot of sound clips in here. All right, Karen, are you ready to officiate?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Here, come on. The Unscripted Radio staff has officially named Topher Gopher Topher. Everybody. Okay, now
I'd like to thank my mom, and I'd like to thank my dad, and I'd like to thank, you know, Swigs, because he calls me Tofu, and I absolutely despise him for that. So I think Gopher Topher is a whole lot better than unflavored, gross food. You're welcome.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, you would rather be like a varmint than a food.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify that. Yeah, is that what I just heard? Okay.
You Mike will stick the gopher up his ass.
Oh, boy.
No.
Negative.
Get that out.
I'm not a homewrecker.
Here you go.
Yeah,
so,
okay. You not a homewrecker?
I got something for you guys.
You're a homewrecker?
So,
yes.
For porn star names for each and every one of you. You ready?
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Please.
All right.
I'm excited. Here we go. Katrina Johnson is Nurse Deep.
Oh.
What?
My.
She's what?
I'm confused. What happened?
Say it again.
Nurse Deep. These are porn names for each of you.
Okay.
Nurse Deep.
Okay. So Katrina Johnson is Nurse Deep.
Nurse Deep. That's hilarious. Okay, go ahead.
Jeffrey Emmett is General Spankalicious.
That is cute.
Spankalicious, so delicious, make them boys go loco.
Whoa.
He got a song.
Why'd he get a song?
That's just fucked up. It's like Keith Square doesn't have a theme song, and now this. Damn it.
Sorry. Karen Ashley is Pinky Muff Muncher.
Oh. Poor Karen.
Pinky, huh?
And Mike is Hugh Quigglebutt.
Say that again. Wait, what?
His first name is Hugh. Last name is Quigglebutt. Like,
fuego,
how do you spell that?
Oh, well, oh gosh. You got to get a mom.
Fuego, like fire?
Fuego.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fuego,
well, that's true. Mike's ass was on fire last week after he tried out his new toy. He was calling me crying.
I think he needs ointment.
It still ain't right, let me tell you.
TMI, my friends. TMI. What the hell?
Mike needs ointment
on
for
show,
his Fuego ass.
There is no such thing.
Apparently.
Apparently not. But you know what? That officially leaves us out of time. Make sure you come back tomorrow night. We're here for an hour and a half. Topher is guest hosting with us. Make sure you come back for Thursday, because Thursday is the official Cats Dirty 30 All
Woo!
That Birthday Extravaganza, if I got the title right.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be a
happy birthday. Beautiful.
But I missed my porn name. Tell it one more time.
You have like the pink taco name.
Yeah.
Pink Mufaletta, I think, is what it is.
Pink
Mufaletta. Katrina is nurse. Wait, who are we looking for, Karen or Katrina?
Karen.
Because I totally missed it. I'm so sorry.
Karen's poor name is Pinky Muff Muncher.
Yeah, close.
Why did I say it a second time?
Because you like me when you get drunk, that's why.
You like me when you're sober.
That's true.
You should have been the Muff Muncher.
Okay. All I know is you two bitches are in so much shit when y'all get here and the midget gets loose. Because she is 32 pounds.
I'm good. The midget wants Katrina, and I'm going to tell the midget that Katrina wants her back, so I'm good.
I'm going to see this one from Johnny in the chat room. The midget is going to have, this is how it's going to go down with the midget and Karen and Katrina. The midget's going to have, the midget's going to have two in the pink and one in the sink.
And I'm going to tell her she's rude, rough.
I think I just threw up in my mouth. And it wasn't good.
I don't know. Man. She watched that two girl. No, what the hell was that one thing? Yeah,
two girls, one cup.
She watched it and she was like, get the fuck out of here while the rest of us were gagging. So she might be into that shit, Karen.
That's nasty. That's
wow.
I'm bringing my boyfriend now.
Well,
I'm
always
the best
weapon
in any bitch that tries to put her pink in my sink.
She's got stranger wood in her drawer.
Oh, Lord. Buddy,
I'm not, no.
I'm going to turn into Whitney. Buddy.
Oh, I'm going to
just as long as you're not Whitney, the Whitney that goes, get my ass! Because she will.
That's who I'm going to be. That's who I'm going to be. Hey, to the mouth, kiss my ass! Kiss my ass!
There it is.
There it is. Oh, man, on that
Well,
note.
If you get to be Whitney, then I get to be Roseanne, and I'd be like, come on, I'm a big deal. Just get down and service me.
Oh my.
Yeah, because everybody wants to eat Roseanne's snatch. No, thank you.
Which begs the question, why did she do a show called Roseanne's Nuts?
Because the bitch is fucking crazy. She's that shit crazy.
Oh, no. That's Jake's mother.
Maybe
that's
she
family.
Doesn't have
I'm not
any.
Evil from Jake. I'm just saying, that bitch is fucking crazy.
Maybe she doesn't have any taste. Maybe it's all stink. You know?
Oh! Wow.
Michael, I'm going to throw a text.
Who's there? Episiotomy. I'm just saying.
I love Roseanne because the bitch has enough money. She could buy Blog Talk and shut us down. So I love Roseanne.
Yeah,
I think
right?
She's awesome. I'm voting for you in the presidential primary. In fact, I registered under a bunch of fake names to vote for you. I'm going to go to jail for you, Roseanne. Allegedly.
Yeah, you remember yesterday you guys were talking about how, you know, people who do, like, illegal crimes shouldn't fucking admit it? Bam.
Right.
Don't admit that you...
Yeah, stupid criminal.
Like
come on, Mike.
Oh, my
I didn't even learn from my own show.
I know.
didn't even learn from my own show, but
yeah. It was fun, Mike, while it lasted. Anyway.
It was.
Yeah.
It was while it lasted.
Anyway, well, Scotty, you wanna start producing the show? What's going on, Scotty? you free Monday to Friday.
We fucking know people.
We fucking know people.
We fucking know people.
Mike's gonna be on lockdown. Mike's gonna be in heaven because he's gonna be in jail with a bunch of men.
Oh, y'all are fresh. I can't believe you just said that about me, Karen Ashley. God, there's gonna be a
compliment.
God, there's gonna be like freaking 10 up in my pink. Good lord.
Whoa.
We fucking know people going in the USRD.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. I think that about does it for this tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll get to that whole gender identification roles thing on another night. Maybe tomorrow. Topher will be here. He has a lot to say about gender identification. So there you go.
And then Katrina's party.
Yes.
Hey.
Big show.
Hey. You know what I want for my present, so get right on that, people.
I'll watch.
Oh, it's a night full of surprises. You just wait, little miss. What's her face?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to be wasted, just so we're all clear.
As long as you don't slur, I think we're going to be all right.
As long as I don't swear?
Slur.
Have you met her?
Welcome on Screw the Radio.
She's
my name is Katrina.
That bitch slurs when she's sober.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Have you heard the show?
I was hoping that it would be less so than what it is right now. I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness
just
gracious.
Saying.
Well,
oh.
I'll say right, less foul okay. language if Jeffrey protests to the word moisture less.
My pussy's getting wet again.
Be a deal.
I can't do it. We got to fucking
It'll
go.
Be a mutual ceasefire.
Absolutely fucking not. We got to end this bitch. Michael, play the music. We got to go. Go to Indiegogo.com and send us your money. Joe Neckbone, you missed the show. Come back tomorrow. Goodbye. I'm into the chat room, so I just wanted to give him a little shout out. Joe Neckbone.
Bye, everybody.
Good
night, guys. I will talk
you
to you guys tomorrow. You're welcome.
Enjoy the Stranger Moisturizer.
Take a little time to scotch guard yourself.
Wow.
You fucking stupid.
Howard Stern's about to have a run for his money.
He sure is. Night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.